Welcome to the latest edition of K-Rock Football's Coaches Catch-Up. Here's your host, Tom King.
Well, they were on the wrong end of history, unfortunately, Bell Park in season 2019. Not many teams have missed out by the percentage that they missed out on. It was about half a dozen percent. They needed results to go their way over the last couple of rounds. Couldn't beat Newtown and Chewell in round 17, and that left the door open for St Mary's, who barged right through it, and we know what they went on to do. They went on to win the flag, and that probably has Shane Jack wondering what Bell Park could have done in the finals if they had have snuck into fifth spot and rolled over Leopold in an elimination final. But it didn't happen that way, and they've had a year off to think about, and Shane Jack's been good enough to join us in the studio. Do you want that reminder, Jackie?
No, thanks for that, Kingy. It was a disappointing way to end the season in the end, to finish with 12 wins. I don't think it's been a fair while that someone's finished with 12 and missed out, but in the end it was up to us. And like you said, the second last round, we couldn't get the chocolates against Newtown, which left the door open. And in the end, yeah, obviously Mary showed what they can do and gone on to win the whole thing. So good luck to them.
Does it make you... Have you had that what-if moment over the last 18 months?
Oh, look, to be honest, mate, it would have been great for our group to get to a final and play on Skilled Stadium, because I reckon if we had got there, the ground would have suited us. In saying that, throughout the year, we were unable to beat most of the top teams. We knocked over St Mary's twice, but apart from that, we just fell short against the other sides. But I would have just liked to see the group make the finals and just so they get some finals experience, and it would have been interesting to see what they could do, but in the end, just weren't good enough.
You've been busy recruiting-wise, and by the looks of your recruiting, you're going to have a deeper list than what you had in 2019. Did you felt you fell down a little bit, that just when you got hit by injuries, you just didn't have that depth to be able to call on to replace some of the guys you were missing?
Yeah, probably in the end, mate, is we lost... obviously, with the VFL boys, we push them to play as high as level as they can. It's a bit disappointing towards the end where we had Kyle and Roko, I think, pulled out last minute against Newtown. And that it makes a massive difference to our side, bringing in top-end talent from VFL level and then bringing up guys who have been playing well on the two. So, look, we've lost a few depth players, which was disappointing for this year, but we think we've picked up what we needed to pick up. And we've still got a couple of blokes who we picked up pre-COVID, which will be really good to have a look at as well. So,
I think the one that's going to excite everybody is Luke Gertz, former Bulldogs listed ruckman. Didn't play any senior games with the Dogs, but played some VFL footy, comes from Altona and comes with some big raps. He just changes the way you look, doesn't he, having a ruckman of that quality?
Yeah, he does, mate. He's, one thing about Big Goater, he's bought right into the club, and it's obviously hard. He still hasn't played a game, but it feels like he's been there for a long time, but it's only been a couple of years, so... it was good to see him on the weekend. We had our first prackie on the weekend, and he was quite dominant. So it's just going to help our midfield so much. Lockie Patton and Jack O'Shea and these boys, just having a ruckman there who could compete and try and give him some first use.
Have the boys trained since the GFL captain's poll that had Lockie Patton as a warm favourite to go one better and win the Matheson medal this year?
No, we haven't. That'll be a discussion. I actually rang Lockie about that yesterday, and I said to him, mate, it's a great thing knowing that other captains do vote for you. But he is, as most people know, he's the ultimate professional and doesn't miss a beat. So he's raring to go and looking for another big year. So
absolutely. Yeah, a cracking year in 2019. I think an underrated year from outside the four walls at Hamlin Park.
Yeah, I think so, mate. Although in the end it showed what had come second in the middle. So it's obviously the umpire saw it. But I think everyone's starting to realise that he's a serious A-grade talent, and he's at the right age, and he's got plenty of footy ahead of him. He's as fit as he has ever been. And, yeah, I'm expecting him and Jacko Bright be captain again, and they've just gone to another level, and, yeah, expect another really big year out of him, lead from the front.
Yep. Last year, Ben Worm was an addition last year, but you've got, I think, down at VFL, he's one of a number of VFL players that you've got.
Yeah, so we got Benny Worm and Will Christie in last year, so them two boys are still with us. Benny played on the weekend. It was good to see him play. He looks like a real player, Benny. He played across half-back, threw him in the middle, had a look at him in the middle. Will Christie, we haven't seen as yet. So he's down at VFL at the moment, just a little bit injured at the moment, but he'll probably play our last practice match. So he's obviously a big boy, and it'll be good to have a look at him. I'm going off a fair bit what Tweedle have told me, but, it shows some promising signs.
Yep.
And then obviously we've got Charlie Wilson, Luke Smith, who we know what them two boys can do. I think Charlie kicked three goals and got their best a couple of weeks ago, and Smitty's played in both their prackies. And then we picked up a young Isaac Wareham this year as well. So he's yeah, we'll be good to see. He's trained with us a couple of times. Haven't seen him play yet, but we'll see if he plays for us in our last pracky or down in Geelong.
Okay. You've also, on top of Gertz for this year,
yep.
Oh, just sorry, back on, you've got Aiden Domic and Keegan Gray at Werribee as well. And I suspect based on their past, they're going to probably spend more time there than they'll spend with you guys.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens at Werribee. Obviously, new coach and everything like that. So, haven't had too much report. Obviously, had a chat to the players, but it'll be, I'd say it'll be pretty similar. Keegan Gray looks like a real player, and Aiden Domic, we know, can seriously play. So it'll be interesting to see how much time they spend with us.
You've touched on Isaac Wareham. Yep. Wade McSparran, we know what he can do, and great to have a recruit that's a one-pointer. He comes back to the club having been a junior. His dad, as we know, a star at both Amos and Bell Park, and we're all keeping an eye on that game when Colac play Bell Park for that rare occasion of the father coaching against the son. Does Wade slot into a key defensive post for you guys?
Look, he's been pretty impressive, Wadey. He early on, he probably couldn't get to as much training as we would have liked. But especially after Christmas now, he's really, really improved. And we look to play in some good footy. He'll be down back, either playing as a key back or a floater back. We've got Stevie Benstead still down there. Benny Worms are back. And a young Jack Purcell has really stepped up. So we're looking for them doors to play on the big boys. And Wade will definitely fit in there somewhere. We've just got to see where it is.
I'm disappointed you don't play Lara till round 11. It would have been great to see McSparran play on Daisy.
Yeah, it would have been.
Wade would know.
They would have played a fair bit of footy together. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see when that comes around.
All right. Your other additions. Tell us a little bit about some of the other guys you've added. Luke Bull from Newlyn.
Yeah, look, Luke Bull and Jamie Fulton, didn't know a lot about him. We realised with Bo Collins leaving, Justin Bennett, we didn't get to see. He come to us pre-COVID, has gone back to Melbourne. And with Kyle, there was a bit of midfield depth that was gone. So we needed to add some depth. And them two boys, they play good under-18 footy and then just went and play with some mates up where they're from. But they've both fitted in well, really attacked the ball. Both played in the ones on the weekend. So they'll both definitely play a role for us. Exactly where and stuff, we're still not sure, but we'll have a look at both of them.
Yep. Christian Buck-Smith has got some VFL experience at Williamstown, most recently at Heidelberg. Yeah. What role does he play for you?
Yeah, look, he's one that kind of fell on our lap. He got in contact with me through work, so he looks like a serious player. He's played at some high level. He'll probably play as a forward for us. That's where we've been having him all after Christmas. So one good thing about him, he doesn't miss session, and he's a terrific person to have around the group. So he'll definitely slot in forward. He'll take up with Jackson Bright. And we get Paddy Bright back, who I've never seen play before. So he was away and returned during COVID period, and now he's back into the forward. And just looking at him over pre-season with Paddy, he can seriously play and attacks the ball. And he was really good on the weekend for us. So. Yep.
Tom Wentworth from Horsham Demons.
Yeah, Tommy. So we had his brother come with us a year before. So he's been in the Army the last 3 or 4 years, so he's just he played Army footy up there, so he's just getting back into it. He will be another midfielder, hard at it, that we can have a look at. So,
good stuff. So you've lost, as you mentioned, Bo Collins. Charlie Farrell's gone back to North Geelong. Jonathan Akarachi is going to try his hand at St Mary's. A couple of blows. Cooper Jones back to Bendigo. And Kyle O'Connor, who was on the VFL list, played some really good footy. I think represented the GFL too at one stage, playing at Keilor. But he's based in Melbourne.
Yeah, so he moved up to Melbourne for work and then obviously living up there. So he's gone to play with Keilor with Toddy Stevenson. So, yeah, disappointing. He's a ripper kid, Kyle, and we get along really well. And, it's going to be too hard for a 21-year-old to make him travel back and play footy when all his life's going to be up there. So he goes with our blessing. And Cooper just went back during the COVID period back to Bendigo, settled back in with the family, got a job up there. So it was always going to be hard for him. He just had to toss up whether he wanted to come back down and commit to VFL or not. If he was obviously he loves Bell Park and was definitely at Bell Park, but he decided to stay up there for the year. So, good luck to him.
All right. So you look at season 2021 and some rule changes that are going to flow down to local footy. The stand mark for man on the mark, you played it the first time against Amos last week.
Yep.
How did you see it and how will you play it and will it benefit Bell Park?
I think it was obviously the first time that we had it on the weekend. We did give away a couple of 50s that Joe paid. So it's going to take a bit of getting used to, but it's going to help everyone, I believe, with that space around there that you can get the overlap running. It's going to be quicker ball movement, so there might be some higher scores and stuff like that. So it'll be interesting to see how it plays out, but the players, I'm sure, are going to adapt, and like all other teams, they'll make it work.
Okay. You comfortable with the rule?
Yeah. To be honest, I haven't really thought about it too much. I just, we got the rule and we just train as it is. So,
yep. Talk to us about some of the talent that might have come along that you didn't think was there at the start of 2020, but 12 months, maybe they've gone and worked hard by themselves, gotten to the gym or been running and stuff like that, and are ready to take a leap. You've got some youngsters that have taken
the... We've had a really good group of under 19 boys who have trained with us, but the boys who come out of under 19s is probably about four or five of them now. So there's Darcy McDowell and Jack O'Gorman. They've really gone to the next level. And then there's the two Sarcevic boys. They've probably been...
I heard they were very good against MOs.
Yeah, they were good, mate. Jack and Charlie, they're both going to be some serious players. They've still got a lot of work to do, but they haven't missed... I can't remember missing a training session, and they give themselves every chance to play. So it's going to be up to them. But we've got some ripping kids and I'll give them opportunities. We've got a young Jack McMahon as well. He was just... he's bottom age 90s, but he's played in both. We had match simulation against Anglesey, and on the weekend he's played in both of them. So... and a young Jack Hall. So young Jack, he's I think he's comp medal under 15 and under 17. So he does stand out. He's an inside mid. So yeah, some good kids, mate. But and they've all put in the work, which is the main thing. So it's looking forward to see what they're doing. And if they get their chance early, I'm sure they'll adapt themselves well. So.
How do you use old father time this year? What does Mr. Sheringham do? Do you have to manage him through the season at now age 34, 35?
Well, you can say Tim played on the weekend, Tim and Jackson. So they, there were probably wasn't too many practices that they did play, but Tim played on the weekend. The plan was for him to play a half, but he felt really good at half, so he played out the full game. So he played up forward on the weekend.
He's going to be a nightmare matchup for a defender.
Funny. It's when he gets the ball, some of the stuff he can do with it, and he just uses it every time. I mean, it might not be as much as he used to get it, but when he does get it, he doesn't miss a beat. And obviously Jackson, to be honest, his preseason's been massive as well. And he'll be going back into our midfield, and he'll be generally in there with Paddo. And we've got Benny Lloyd as well, who's been a standout over preseason. So Benny Lloyd and Stevie Bensett have both stepped up, and they're vice-captains now of the club. And they've both been terrific under Jackson and Paddo. So.
Good stuff. All right, you start to the season. Well, you've still got one more practice match. You play Brendan McCartney's Ballarat. That's your dress rehearsal, basically.
Yeah, it is. That'll be our last one before round one. Obviously, we had Geelong Amateurs on the weekend. And that was a really good hit out, actually. It was a cracking day down at Amos, and the heat was on early in the game. So we're really pleased to get through unscathed and a good hit out. Then we have, North Ballarat on April 10.
Glad you played last weekend and not the weekend before, based on the arc light. Animals were seen pairing up around Geelong after.
Yeah, so it wasn't great.
Three of your first five at home. Mm. Do you need to strike while the iron's hot?
I always think that you have to start the season well, try and bank the wins early. So I'm sure that's the plan with everyone, but that's definitely our plan. We've got an okay start, and we just need to make sure that we capitalise on that and win some games early.
And you've got a cracking finish. You play three in a row between round 15 and 17 at home as well.
Yeah, right, okay. I didn't know that one.
Oh, you haven't looked that? Yeah. Coaches look that far ahead, do they? Yeah. They never do. Grovedale, round one. Yep. That's tricky.
It is.
We might get a cracking ruck battle, though, if Ryan Abbott isn't required at VFL level.
Well, hopefully he's not, mate, but hopefully he's at VFL. But it's... since I've even been playing footy, Grovey's always been a tough game, no matter where they are on the ladder. And, it looks like they've picked up well, and obviously a new coach. So it'll be interesting. We'll go in there, looking to come away with a win. But, Grovey's always tough.
Colac at home, West at home, and then St Albans away. Based on exposed form from 2019, at worst you should come out of that month 3-1, but it's not as simple as that, is it?
No. I wish it was, mate, but definitely after having the year off, a lot of teams are doing different stuff and got in new players, so we'll just worry about Grovey and then move on to the next one.
Yep, it's going to be an entertaining clash from Carrick Football Live from 1 o'clock on Saturday, April 17. So it's round one for you guys, but it's sort of round 1B. Yeah. You've got, will you, obviously on the Saturday Arvo, you'll be playing and while Colac and St Albans are playing, but you know, Saturday night, are you one of those people that'll roll along and you know, stand in the crowd for St Mary's and Leopold and sort of be taking some mental notes?
Yeah, I do, mate. Yeah, I'm a bit of a, yeah.
Are you a footy nuffy?
Oh, I'm not a nuffy, but if we're not playing and there's something on, I'll probably, if my wife and my kids don't want to do something, they'll try and get along or take my kids along to have a little bit of a look, yeah.
Have you spoken about next year yet with the club? Have you sort of looked to the future and how you're sort of shaping yourself in the role, or is that still a conversation to be had with Brett Campioli and the team?
Yeah, no, there hasn't been any discussions yet, mate. Yeah, we just... just roll into 2021, and no doubt that discussion will happen throughout the year, but no discussions yet.
Jackie, always good to talk with you. I really appreciate you coming and giving us some of your time and wish you all the very best for season 2021.
Beautiful, Kingy. Thanks, mate.
Thanks for listening to this edition of K-Rock Football's Coaches Catch Up. For other editions and the latest local news, head to krockfootball.com.au.